At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
In the famous words of the Joker, Cole, and here we go. The floodgates are open. 844-326-3663. The wire-to-wire upset picks challenge brought to you by Ingles Markets is now open. Send in your name, your game, and the spread. You got to give us all three of those pieces of information, or it is an invalid pick. You have to give us the whole game, i.e. both teams that are playing, or it is an invalid pick. You have to give us the spread that is currently posted on ESPN.com, or it is an invalid pick. We're cracking down, Cole. No more of this loosey-goosey, laissez-faire nonsense. It's week eight, by God. Get it right.
Yeah, I don't know why Tolos continue to send in. Maybe they only listen when we're talking about the upset picks challenge, and they only listen for a 5-minute snippet. I don't know, but again, you have to wait until 4 p.m. You've got to wait till 4. It's not real hard on Wednesdays, and then on Thursdays and Fridays, guess what? Entire show, 3 to 7. Mm-hmm. And the floodgates have already opened. Again, 844-326-3663. We, every week, Diesel, have been successful of getting new Tolos to jump into the challenge. But we're calling on a big, big, big week. Yeah. We need some new ones. We need some new Tolos. And there are also, unfortunately, Tolos that haven't gotten their upset pick in a while.
That's very, very true. Don't slack. Keep it going all season long. Because, Cole, just because you may be down in the bottom 10 of the upset pick. Yeah, well, I wasn't going
to. I'll say it. I
wasn't going to call us out. You, me, Rob Brown, we're all inside the bottom 10 in this challenge, and I'm not happy about it. I've been doing this challenge for a number of years, so I feel like I know what I'm doing. I have finished inside the top 10 in this challenge before, so I feel like I know what I'm doing. That's why it's so damn frustrating that as of right now, you and I are tied for 97th place with Sasquatch Joe with just 5.5 points. Good thing is we're a full point ahead of Rob Brown, so that ain't nothing.
That, I guess that's better than something, right?
You only have to win by one. Tolos, 844-326-3663 is our text line. You do not have to put the word fan on your texts anymore, though it doesn't matter if you do. Some Tolos still do it. It's a matter of habit, I guess, point of pride that they like texting in fan with that word fan.
Been a while.
If you are new to the show, If you are new to the Upset Picks Challenge, maybe you've heard us talking about it before, but you're like, nah, I don't really want to get involved in that. So you're not quite sure on the rules, and you want to get in this week. Here's how you do it. You go to ESPN.com. Find the spreads that are posted there right now. We actually locked them in an hour ago as of 3 p.m. We locked those spreads in. Find a game where you think the betting underdog wins the game outright. We're calling an outright upset, not against the spread, outright upset only. And then you text us at 844-FAN-PHONE with your name, your game, and the spread. For example, we have a text from Boomer Bill that says, Boomer Bill, Ole Miss plus 7.5 over Georgia. Mm. That's how it needs to look. Boomer Bill, Ole Miss plus 7.5 over Georgia.
Boomer Bill's on it, man.
Yeah.
He's on it. So let's go, Tolos. Let's get it going. Yeah. You know, there's a lot, I know for a fact, because I talk to him every day and every week, friends of mine, there are a lot of people that listen to this show that don't participate
what
in the upset fiction. I know why. Before we get to the phone lines real quick, I know why they don't participate. They're scared. They're chicken.
Losers.
They don't want to do it. They're scared. They don't. They can't pick a game right.
Scared like, money don't make money.
No, it doesn't. You got to at least try. I'm not good at it either, but you have to at least try. I've got a couple that I'm trying to decide between. But
yeah.
Meanwhile, let's go to the phone lines at 844-326-3663. The one and only Leprechaun of Lyman. Yep. If you're new to the show, brace yourself because this isn't your typical caller. The Leprechaun of Lyman Diesel is ready to make his upset pick. Leprechaun, what do you got for us?
I was beaten. I was pummeled. I was left for dead on the side of the road. I was dropped on the head. And I know what you're probably thinking, and there may be some truth to it, which explains my current disposition. Anyway, and I am not a superhero, but you can call me Batman, because like the Dark Knight Rising, hey, boys, I'm freaking back again! New upset pick. I've got UNLV over Boise State. Oh, don't even think about picking this game. I need it to land. Now, I thought we were out of this playoff race, but it appears I was mistaken. This week, we've got USC, and not the fake one that Dewey cheers for. The real USC. And this call is bittersweet. You see, USC wants to end this great rivalry. And I know I've made some casual threats to them in the past, but this week, I'm appealing to their humanity. Game as old as time. Rivalry sublime. We were never friends, but we need you to the end. You know it, USC. This rivalry should stand. It's good for college fans. We're all a little scared, and no one is prepared to end this rivalry. Make it stay the same. Always play this game like it's been before. Ever just as sure as the sun will rise. If you decide to leave, and this is our last dance, may it be the best in this our final test. Notre Dame, USC, may we crush your dreams. May we beat your team. We still hate USC.
The Leprechaun.
Oh my God. That call was epic, but I will say I'm at a loss for words. Did you hear what he said? He said he was picking UNLV over Boise State.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he said that, he said, Cole, don't you dare take it. I am going to, for those watching the stream, I am going to show a screenshot that's in my camera roll that I screenshotted last night, Diesel, of my selection. This is no lie. I did it last night. And for those watching the stream, can you see what game it is? It's UNLV Boise State. That was my original pick this week. Upset picks. But Leprechaun of Lyman, Diesel, says I'm not allowed to take it. Is that fair? Am I allowed? Can Leprechaun of Lyman have that type of authority over me?
Here's the thing. I greatly considered that game myself.
They're 6-0. UNLV, Dan Mullen, baby. Well, I mean, that's going to be a popular pick this week. And it was the one game that I screenshotted. So I'm considering it. But Leprechaun's going with it.
You know, I wrote a poem for the Leprechaun of Lyman myself.
And did
this,
you really?
This is not ChatGPT at all. I wrote this in the last 90 seconds, okay? The Leprechaun of Lyman. He's a good guy, man. He makes me laugh. He makes me smile. His calls always go the extra mile. He cheers for Notre Dame. Some call him super lame, but he's fine by me because the content is free. Be bold and cheer for the gold of old Notre Dame.
Oh, you're a Notre Dame fan now? Are you converting? Are you converting, Diesel?
Well, I did like the movie Rudy a lot.
That's true.
As a kid.
That's true.
I like that movie a lot.
Well done. T Swizzle says, no, Cole, you can't pick that one. Oh, my gosh.
That is a pretty popular choice so far. So why don't you do this, Cole? Why don't you go down the list of games that you were considering?
That's the only one.
That's a very, very short list. Okay.
By the way, J-Tez says, that's 5 minutes of my life I'll never get back. I don't know that it was 5 minutes. Aww. It might have felt like 5 hours. But well, Leprechaun's unique, man.
Maybe I can change your mind here, Cole. I got a couple that you might consider switching to on behalf of the Leprechaun of Lyman, but this is entirely up to you, okay?
Have you made your selection yet, by the way?
I thought I had, but why do they only give you hate for picking the same game as
them? Yeah, really? I mean, goodness gracious, we're the same amount of points.
I'm looking at Nebraska at Minnesota. +8.5. Could the distraction of Matt Rhule maybe being a candidate for the Penn State job distract them enough so that Nebraska loses on the road to a 4-2 Minnesota, by the way?
No.
They're not slouches.
No, I'll tell you why.
They're not slouches.
I saw Minnesota in person a couple weeks ago. That team sucks. That team's not good.
Okay.
Nebraska Diesel will cover the 8.5.
Ooh, okay.
I do. Okay. You can't convince me on that one.
Well, I also looked at Oklahoma at South Carolina +5.5 because the Gamecocks' backs are against the wall in this one. You got to win this game or it makes bowl eligibility in a winning season extremely difficult to achieve. Mateer's hand might still be bothering him. You know, maybe there's a new intensity on the offensive line with Sean Elliott stepping up to take over the role. Could I convince you to maybe take South Carolina +5.5?
I think so.
Okay. Okay.
I looked at it, and I do think South Carolina has a good chance to win Saturday. I know you look at the LSU game and you think, Cole, what makes you think that South Carolina's going to beat Oklahoma? I think South Carolina's defense is really good. And yeah, John Mateer's really good as well, Diesel. But I do think this season the Gamecocks defense is going to keep them in every game, give them a chance to win every game. It didn't against Vandy, but that's one game where they really just didn't play well collectively. Mm-hmm. I did look at that one. I'm still undecided. I haven't made my upset pick yet.
Okay.
I don't know when I'm going to make it, but I'm as undecided as ever, Diesel, with me being down so many. Do I just swing for the fences or do I try to stack some wins? I don't know.
Well, I got a couple more for you. We'll get to them after we hear from Delvin because he knows more about this challenge than I do. Delvin's kicking yours and mine, but maybe Delvin can convince you of what game you should take. What's up, Delvin?
Well, I'm looking hard at this, and I couldn't believe the spread of this game because I think the game will be close, and I'm going right with the upset. Give me UNLV +12.5 over Boise State.
God, okay. That's a popular one. You and Leprechaun both. Did you hear Leprechaun of Lyman also pick that game, Delvin?
No, I've been in and out. I've been out.
You're good.
That's a good pick, though. It's a really good pick. I think that's my leader in the clubhouse at the moment.
Yeah, I know a lot of people say the weather, but they played at Wyoming this year. It was snowing, so I don't got no problem going to get a win.
Good call, Delvin. We got you down. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks for my call, guys.
All right. Next up on my list, Cole, and we'll get to this next caller here in just a second, Coastal Carolina +10.5 at App State. They have beaten App State 3 years in a row. I think App State is a better football team, but I just don't know how trustworthy they are right now.
And Coastal's offense has looked putrid at times, and I mean just bad. Just, again, to your point, we don't really know how good – App State is, I did see that you, because I looked at the upset picks document, I did see that you were going to have some tough sledding at home.
Yeah, that's the problem, because my wife, my lovely wife, lovely, lovely wife who chose the name FU Ashley, but this week I think it's a little extra fitting. She is taking Coastal Carolina over my App State Mountaineers for 10.5. She says, it's nothing personal. I'm just here for the points.
And she's been killing it.
She's in the top 10.
I don't know how, but she's been killing it.
She's in the top 10. And the last one before we go to Guy on the phone, I'm also looking at USC plus 9.5
over
at Notre Dame. Jaden Maiava is really, really good. Strong running back, strong receiving core. USC's lone loss was a 2-point road loss at a really good Illinois. Maybe I could convince you to switch and change your mind to USC plus 9.5. Still worth a good number of points.
It is worth. 9.5 is a good amount. Yeah. I think my point or my hope now on the upset picks challenge is just to finish with points. I think I'm just so far gone. It's been so devastating.
Next year, you're going to be on fire, and you're going to finish with a ton of points.
No, there's no way.
Let's go to the phone lines and get Guy on the line. Guy, what's up?
Hey, how are you? Ole Miss plus 7.5 to beat Georgia.
Ooh.
Gotcha.
Does Georgia lose two in a row, though?
Well, again, the USC, and I apologize.
Well, they won last week.
The USC Notre Dame game. Mm-hmm. Is also tempting, but I just think very rarely. But I'm going to go with Ole Miss. I'm not doing Rutgers.
I was going to think, and then I decided to go with my gut instead.
Well,
is that basically how that works?
Work that well. I'm 0-for whatever this season, my gut can't get any worse.
And by the way, I apologize, Guy. I was thinking Georgia played Alabama or beat Alabama last week. They beat
Auburn.
I can't talk. I was thinking Georgia lost to freaking Alabama last week. They beat Auburn last week, so they lose 2 weeks ago? Is that right? Georgia's now a one-loss team. Didn't they lose to Bama? Yeah, 2 weeks ago. My weeks mixed up. Sorry about that.
Well, good call, Guy. Appreciate you.
Good luck, Guy. Thanks, man.
There you go. Leprechaun of Lyman, by the way, said he loves my poem.
Okay,
thank you.
I'm wrong on that, too. When did Georgia lose? I have no freaking idea what I'm talking about. They beat Kentucky a couple weeks ago. Am I wrong thinking that Georgia – am I making that up?
Is Georgia undefeated?
No.
No,
they lost – I thought they lost to Alabama. Was that long ago now? It's been 3 weeks since that happened? I guess so. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm an idiot. I can't pick upset picks. I can't do
it. Yeah, that was 3 weeks ago.
God. I was thinking it was
Cole.
Last week.
What world are you living
in? I don't know.
In, man?
It's bad.
What world are you living in? You can call your picks in. You can text your picks in. Both 844-326-3663. Remember, give
Let's
us your
go.
Name,
Come on.
Your game, and the spread. The goal on any Wednesday, Cole, is to get somewhere around that 65-75 mark for the total number of picks. So we got to pick it up, even though we got, another 2 hours and 45 minutes of the show and some big-time guests coming up in this show today. You're going to want to get those upset picks in as soon as you can. Steve Squared, we got you. Jeff R., Guy, J-Tez, Delvin, RJ, Tim D., Maze and Brew, Leprechaun of Lyman, Marvy Marv, T-Swizzle, all of you guys, we appreciate you. And a bunch more before that. Those aren't the only picks we have. Just keep them coming at 844-FAN-PHONE.
So we have, let me ask this question. It's week 8. We have 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 left. That's 8 regular season, right? Mm-hmm. Does that include that includes conference championship. Then you have the bowls. We do one before Christmas, one after?
Correct.
So we have like 15. No, we have like 10 weeks left.
Yeah, there's still a long way to go.
So here's what I'm going to do.
You can hit for 4 points a week and have 40 points, and maybe, you'll still be way behind Dave Mosley, who's already got 71.
Yeah. I'm thinking I wanted to swing big and go like UNLV over Boise State because I looked at that one. I just do not know right now. I'm still undecided. In terms of what
you're
I'm
not willing
do.
To put your money behind the fighting Dan Mullins?
I am, but it's a big spread, man. It's a big spread. Kevin Bugs on Facebook says, should have taken FIU like ChatGPT said yesterday. I know you couldn't take Tuesday games, but it is what is ChatGPT right last night?
How about that? That's just lucky, though. Just lucky.
Ah, there you go, Diesel. Kane on YouTube says, Cole, pick Mississippi State. Mississippi State over Who are they playing?
Mississippi State plays, God, if you hadn't asked me.
No.
Ole Miss is playing Georgia.
Who's Mississippi State?
Is playing. Let's find that one. Mississippi State is playing Florida this
Florida,
week.
That's right. That's
on
right.
The road.
Urban's going to get fired is what Dewey. Hey, speaking of, real quick, let's go to the phone lines. Dewey wants to weigh in. What's up, Dewey?
Yes, Leprechaun Lyman, you suck. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay, bye, Dewey.
My upset picks this week, I had to think about this, but I hate Florida State, so I'm going to go with Stanford over Florida State, 17.5.
Wow.
Okay.
Because Pitt beat them last week, and Florida State's spiraling out of control. The game's at 10:30, even though it's on the West Coast, but that's still past their bedtime. So Stanford has the advantage, even though Stanford sucks. But whatever FSU sucks more, and I hate Mike Norvell. And left pun, I'll get you next time. Oh.
All right, real quick, Dan B. wants to weigh in. What's up, Dan B.?
Oh, I totally think we should add a ChatGPT to this list.
Ooh.
Like we do with the Superdogs.
Let okay. ChatGPT be a okay. contestant every week?
A player, yeah. Yeah.
That would be funny.
Interesting.
We could go with the FIU. We could just start right there with the FIU.
That would be funny. That's a good idea, Dan. That's why you're the best. You have your pick yet or no?
Right. No.
Okay. Okay.
Still mulling on it. All right,
Save
thanks,
it
Dan.
In when you're ready. Thanks, Dan.
We're going to run off to a break. We have a big interview coming your way on the other side. We talk to Toby Rowland. Well, who the heck is Toby Rowland? I'm sure you Tolos out there don't recognize that name. He is the play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, going behind enemy lines, talking Oklahoma Gamecocks with the play-by-play voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland, next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
We're going to talk a little Gamecocks and Oklahoma Sooners in just a few minutes. Toby Rowland, the play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, will be joining the show very, very shortly. I caught him leaving the grocery store, so he said, give me just a few minutes. I'm going to give him a shout back, okay. And Toby gracious enough to join us. But Diesel, let me ask you this before we get Toby on the phone and talk Sooners and Gamecocks. Right now on this Wednesday, I know we've talked about South Carolina, Oklahoma with the Upset Picks Challenge, but what's your early lean in terms of the outcome on Saturday? By the way, a 12:45 kick in Columbia.
I would have to assume that if John Mateer is going to go, it's because, you know, this conversation about his hand still being injured and the potential bloody hand. I mean, I know that's some people have seen it. Some people say it maybe is a little bit of a false flag, and it could just be like a little cut. No big deal. But if he's going to play, considering the fact that it hampered him so much last week, if he was still injured, I would say he's not going to play. Like, because clearly him not being out there, him being out there but not 100% hampers the team and their ability to win.
Yeah.
So he would step out of the way and let Michael Hawkins Jr. stand in for him for this game. I don't know that they need him to beat South Carolina because, again, we know that South Carolina can't score a whole lot. The offensive line is terrible. They just fired a coach. Maybe that changes things. Maybe it doesn't. The defense is okay at South Carolina. The offense is bad. And special teams are spotty. You can't count on special team scores in a ball game. I don't know that they need him. I would say Oklahoma wins but doesn't cover the 5.5.
Really? So you think it's going to be close?
I do.
Oklahoma. I think John Mateer, yeah, the hand injury is huge, right? And last week we saw Oklahoma get their first loss or take their first loss of the season. I think his hand's obviously a big part of it. I just don't know, Diesel, when it comes to South Carolina's offense, I don't know if firing Lonnie Teasley is all of a sudden going to, in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 6 days, all of a sudden make this a better group offensively. Because
it's valid.
That's why you fire Lonnie Teasley, right? Because the offensive line isn't up to snuff. Now, in the same token, it's not fair to ask Sean Elliott to have this group in 6 days completely about face, right? Like, you just can't ask him to, hey, Sean, by the way, 6 days from now, y'all need to be vastly improved. That's a little unfair. Will they be better? Well, the intensity, I've already been told by somebody this week, the intensity at practice with Sean Elliott's, it's up a notch, right? Sean Elliott, we all know, is an intense guy. Will that translate to on the field against a really good Brent Venables-led defense, Diesel? I think that's the question.
Yeah, I mean, I like South Carolina's chances to look a little bit better on the offensive line. I like the fact that Sean Elliott is not, you know, being elevated as a young position coach into a situation that's a little bit above his head. This guy's a former head coach in Division I. I know that he didn't have a lot of success, but it was Georgia State, and it's really hard to win at Georgia State, right? That's a program with no history, with no culture, with no fan base, and no talent. So he's now got talent that he never had at Georgia State. So the ability for any coach to be able to turn a unit around quickly, I like being in a seasoned head coach's hands a little bit better than somebody who doesn't have experience on them.
Yeah. It will be really interesting, I think, from that aspect of Sean Elliott taking over those duties at offensive line, especially, like I said, just a six-day turnaround time. I think that'll be the most intriguing position to watch. Let's go to the phone lines where we bring in Toby Rowland. He's the play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. Toby, appreciate you being flexible with us today, man, and hopping on with us. My mistake on the time zone is we are on Eastern time here, and glad to have you on the show, first of all. But let's start where we were just talking about the offensive line for South Carolina, probably the biggest weakness. What was your reaction and the reaction reaction of those in Oklahoma when you heard the news on Sunday that going into y'all's game on Saturday, just 6 days later, the Gamecocks have made a firing and fired Lonnie Teasley, the offensive line coach?
I don't know that there was a giant reaction other than interesting. You know, Oklahoma is also having a hard time running the football. In fact, I think these two teams rank 15th and 16th in the SEC in that category. So it has been an issue here. Obviously, South Carolina is going through the same struggles. So of note, I would say, but I don't know that it's made major waves. Oklahoma got pounded by Texas. So the reverberations of that is pretty much dominated the news cycle in the first half of this week.
Toby, it's Diesel here. Appreciate you joining the show for the first time. Speaking of notes, I got a laugh out of this situation where Brent Venables said something in the media this week saying that, you know, this SEC isn't the old Big 12 days where Oklahoma destroys everybody every single week except one game a year. The fact that the Big 12 official account retweeted that, saying Coach Venables lost 8 conference games in his 2 seasons in the Big 12. That's fun stuff, man. What was your reaction to that?
Pretty immature by the Big 12, I would say. Fact of the matter is Oklahoma won 14 of the 28 Big 12 championships when they were in the league, and Brent Venables has only been the head coach 2 years in the Big 12, but he was the defensive coordinator here for better part of a decade, and was Oklahoma did win a vast majority of their games by a lot of points. So it seemed like the Big 12 was maybe bored and looking for a fight yesterday, perhaps. I'm not sure, but he didn't say I won all of my games by a bunch in the Big 12. He said Oklahoma, which is, I mean, they won half of the championships in the 28 years. They dominated that league. Oklahoma won 14 Big 12 titles. Texas won 3. You know, what Alabama has been in the SEC doesn't come close to approach what Oklahoma was in level of domination in that league. So for the Big 12 to in some way insinuate that wasn't the case, was it sounded like Brett Yormark's son got a hold of the Twitter account. Mm. Yesterday, honestly.
We're joined by Toby Rowland. He is the play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. You're hearing him right here on The Fan Upstate. Toby, obviously the biggest story with Oklahoma right now is John Mateer and his hand injury. You saw him play against Texas. You mentioned the loss on Saturday, 23-6 in Dallas. What's the latest on Mateer's hand and how much of an impact that'll have Saturday?
Yeah, he came out of that game pretty good, didn't damage it worse, at least that's according to Mateer and Brent Venables. So the hope is with 7 more days of healing that it will feel even better this week. You know, it was a fairly non-invasive surgery. It is a surgery that we have seen several professional athletes. You know, Jared Goff was an example that was brought up. He had the same surgery, same doctor, played again 11 days later. So the fact that Mateer played 17 days later was not necessarily crazy. Now, I do think it affected him. The passes, you know, he looked good in warmups. His passes, I would say, up to 15 yards were pretty accurate, maybe lacked the zip they normally have. And anything beyond about 15 yards, wildly inaccurate compared to what we've seen out of John Mateer through the first 4 games of the season. His interceptions, if you look back at that game, the first one and the one before halftime were passes deeper downfield that missed its target by a good, you know, 5 to 10 yards. So obviously it was bothering him to some extent. I don't know, you know, with another week's rest, how much of that soreness goes away? Is he able to push the ball downfield a little bit more than he was against Texas? It's certainly a big question around here.
Toby, would you say that zip and inaccuracy issues, was that basically from snap number 1, or was it, you know, the first time he took a hit to that hand, that's when things started to go downhill? I mean, I know you'd have to really kind of zoom in play by play to see what was going on with that throwing hand, but at what point in the game did those issues start to crop up?
You started to see it. The first interception came in the second quarter, And it was a pass down the seam, about a 30-yarder that was wide of the mark considerably. And that's really the first time you thought, well, that was odd. And then kind of radars went up from there. And I think that Ben Arbuckle figured it out too, the offensive coordinator. And they brought the pass. It became obvious at some point that Oklahoma couldn't run the ball and they couldn't throw an accurate pass beyond about 15 yards. So that really narrowed what they could do offensively. And Texas figured that out. And play calling became adjusted on Oklahoma's end and offense got tough. So they really need either the run game to work better or Mateer to be more accurate down the field against South Carolina if they're going to have any chance of putting some points on the board.
Toby, a lot of the Gamecock fans in the audience listening are going to watch Oklahoma for the first time this Saturday, being that they follow South Carolina and only South Carolina. Not all of them, but some of them. You mentioned the Oklahoma struggles when it comes to running the football. South Carolina fans can obviously relate. You go back a few weeks ago where they had -7 rushing yards in an SEC football game. For a Gamecock fan out there in the upstate of South Carolina listening today, how do you compare the two struggles? Because the Gamecock fans may say, hey, Toby, I know y'all are struggling to run the football, but our struggles and your struggles are not the same. How would you compare the two?
Yeah, I mean, we need to get together at the state fair and, have a sympathy huddle together because I feel you. It's tough. I mean, it just makes offense in this league tough when you can't. I can't specifically, you could speak wiser than I could to South Carolina struggles. I'll tell you, with Oklahoma, they are down, in all likelihood, 4 offensive tackles going into this week. We'll see what the injury report says tonight about Derek Simmons. But Jacob Sexton, Jake Taylor, I should say 3 offensive tackles, and they're starting center when the season started. So there's some injuries they're dealing with. That's one thing. It's a couple of other offensive linemen that have been dealing with ankles for the last 2 or 3 weeks that just don't quite have the especially lateral movement that you would want to have. So that doesn't bode well when you're trying to deal with Dylan Stewart, obviously, this week. The other thing has been the tight end blocking has not been very good. They use tight ends quite a bit, or at least they have in their run schemes. And while Jaron Kanick has been a revelation as far as receiving the football this year, he was a linebacker the last 3 years for Oklahoma, moved to tight end this year, raised some eyebrows, and he's been great as a pass catcher. But his blocking hasn't been great, nor have his backups. And then the third thing is the second biggest transfer portal pickup Oklahoma had this year behind John Mateer was Jaden Ott, who is a running back from Cal, All-American 2 years ago, and was a massive get for OU in the transfer portal, and has been a no-show. I mean, you can look at his season stats, and he has made 0 contribution. They haven't been able to trust him as a quarterback protector on the field, and he hasn't made people miss. There is a real mystery as to what's going on with Jaden Ott. Is it as simple as he ran for a bunch of yards on the West Coast, but now he's in the SEC and he can't do it? Maybe, but I don't know. It's been bizarre. So you add all those things up, and the best rushing attack for Oklahoma this year has been their quarterback. You know, when John Mateer's in the game, he's got some wheels and can go, and he's been their leading rusher. But other than that, it's been tough.
Talking to Toby Rowland, play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma Sooners right here on Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryce. And I want to do a little what-if game here. And you know, you alluded to the tremendous success OU has had before coming into the SEC and obviously this season. But if Oklahoma had somehow won that game last Saturday, John Mateer 2 weeks away from surgery, bloody hand, where would it have ranked all-time in Oklahoma lore?
Well, the fact that he played was incredibly gutsy. If, you know, because we're living in a day and age, especially in the NIL, where it seems like a lot of guys are looking for excuses not to play. So he won a lot of people over by getting out there. If he had somehow won that game, especially if they had done it in like some sort of come from behind fashion, then they would have, they would have carried him home. And they would have had a statue built already
at the stadium by now. They love John Mateer here. He has a flair to him. He's got a charisma to him. There's a lot of similarities in the way he plays, in the way he acts to Baker Mayfield. And Baker is probably one of the two or three most popular football players in Oklahoma history. And so, and he's been great. I mean, Mateer's the first four games, you could have argued he was the front runner for the Heisman Trophy with the way he played. But then he got injured, missed a game, and came back and didn't play very well. So he's going to have to – the fan base is not putting that loss on John Mateer. I think they appreciate his gutsiness. But they got some other things on offense they got to figure out to help him out. The defense has been spectacular. One of the best in the country. And that, again, a lot of similarities between these two teams Saturday. But the offense has to help him out a little bit, especially if Mateer isn't going to be 100%.
Toby, you just mentioned that defense. Man, they have been incredible, especially what they were able to do against Underwood. 9 of 24 holding him, 124 yards, completely shutting down Bryce Underwood earlier in the season. What do you feel like this defense's key is going to be against a Lenora Sellers type of guy that is able to move the pocket, is able to extend plays? We all know what he can do with his feet. How do you think that changes Oklahoma's game plan, if any?
Well, this is a defense that's been very good on the line. They get a lot of pressure. They have a ton of tackles for loss and a bunch of sacks. And the weird thing is they haven't turned anybody over, which is crazy because that's what wow. Brent Venables specializes in. And they got two turnovers all year, and both of those came against Kent State. And quarterbacks are constantly throwing from their backside. They're constantly hitting quarterbacks. For some reason, it just hasn't happened. And that's hurt the offense as well because there have been no short fields. There's been no quick possession changes. Feels like every time the offense gets the ball, they're having to go 75 yards. So that's one thing. They got to figure out a way to be better at creating turnovers. The thing that applies to this game, I think, with Lenora Sellers, and that is a direct tie to Arch Manning in last week's game, is over and over and over again, Oklahoma got pressure on Arch Manning. He was in a collapsing pocket almost every time he dropped back to pass, and he squirted out and would stay alive, keep the play alive, and make a play downfield or run it himself. That is a major concern with Lenora Sellers. Getting pressure on him, I think you feel confident it's going to happen. But getting him to the ground is another story, especially when you're 6'3", 240 in a freight train like he is. So if Sellers can keep a play alive, sidestep the rush or squeeze out the right side window or whatever the case may be, then either he's going to take off and God bless the cornerback that tries to tackle him, or he's going to find a receiver downfield because the play has been extended. So for me, that's the big story going into the big question mark going into this game for the Oklahoma defense. I have no doubt they'll get pressure, but can that result in sacks?
Toby, my last question for you here. Let's say John Mateer throws another interception in the first quarter and Brent Venables throws the proverbial hook out there, pulls him to the sideline, and Michael Hawkins goes in. How much has he improved since last season, and can OU win this game with Michael?
Well, first off, I don't think that would happen unless Mateer got re-injured. I don't think that they would pull him, you know, if he threw a pick. I could be wrong about that, but that's my hunch. I think Mateer is their guy. But, you know, him injuring that thumb again is in play. Michael Hawkins is an elite athlete. He has track speed. He started four games for him last year. You guys saw him last year. He threw the ball to you too many times last year. That was the problem in that game. He is not great at going through, or at least last year was not great in going through a progression and finding the open man. It was pretty easy to read where he was going with the football. We've only seen him in one game really this year, and that was the Kent State game, and it wasn't a great performance. So I would say they are excited about the future of Michael Hawkins because of his athletic ability. He's got a cannon of an arm. But if that was the case, if Hawkins was pushed into duty in this game, there would be a whole lot of nervous Sooner fans. because of what they saw in the one game he started this year.
Toby, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking time to join us today. Have a great call Saturday, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks as always, man.
What do I order at the State Fair, by the way, Friday night?
Oh,
what's the go-to?
That's a good question. I'd say, I mean, you got to go, you know, I'd probably say you got to go with a good old-fashioned foot-long corn dog. Are you a corn dog guy?
Love a corn dog.
Yeah.
Love a corn dog.
You can't beat a corn dog.
Toby, it's the American way. If it's fried, it's going to be good.
That's right. Go corn dog and deep fried Oreos. How about that?
Oh, I can feel the pounds going on as we speak. Yes. All right, you guys enjoy the game. Thanks, Toby. Hang out with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff there. Toby Rowland, play-by-play voice. You like deep fried Oreos?
I love anything deep fried. Look at me.
Yeah. That's so good. Oh, man. Now I want to go to the fair. Thanks, Toby. God. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, it sucks that you're not going to this game this weekend, Cole. I'm going to have to spend some extra time.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get up real early to get some extra time at the State Fair.
Real early, because the game's at what, noon?
12:45,
When we come
back, Cole, a little fun story out of the MLB playoffs, maybe
playoff?
A haunted hotel that forced the LA Dodgers to split what hotel they were staying in. More on that next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Tolo's spooky season is right around the corner. Do you have your Halloween costumes figured out? Cole, do you know what you're going to be yet?
I have no idea. I don't ever dress up. I don't really like Halloween. I don't dislike it. I just don't like
Why?
It. So it's just a pointless holiday.
Not It's pointless. It's fun. You get to be what you want to be.
I already am what I want to be.
You can be a doctor. You can be a lawyer. You can be a slutty anything if that's what you want to be.
No, it's fun. Halloween's the worst holiday of all holidays.
You're so boring, Cole.
It is.
Stick in the mud. L.A. Dodgers shortstop Mookie Betts, though, as Halloween is approaching, is a firm believer, I guess, in ghosts because Mookie Betts refused to stay at the team hotel where they were playing this past week in Milwaukee, the Pfister Hotel. He is convinced that it is haunted, Cole, that ghosts roam the halls, and he's not the only one. Teoscar Hernandez, Teoscar Hernandez says when he goes to Milwaukee and brings his wife with him, she won't stay in that hotel either. They say lights are coming on, doors are slamming shut, and he's like, nah, man, I'm not staying in this hotel.
I've heard that, and I think there was another former baseball player that did that a few years ago with that same hotel.
Interesting.
I think it's bad juju for whatever reason. I don't know why. I don't blame him. I don't want to stay at a haunted motel.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No,
if
but
you don't believe
like,
in ghosts, then it's not haunted.
I know, but it's still scary.
It could just be electrical issues.
It could be.
At that point,
it's still scary, though.
My wife is convinced, and this is to bring it back local here. My wife is convinced that the Belmont Inn in Abbeville is haunted because her dad stayed at the Belmont Hotel, Belmont Inn, when he was relocating the family from Orlando to Greenwood. Mm-hmm. So they put him up in the Belmont for a while, and he was like, man, you wouldn't believe the kind of weird, creepy, crazy stuff that he saw in that hotel.
Really?
Do we have any Tolos who have ever stayed in Abbeville's Belmont Inn? Do you believe that
Abbeville has a hotel?
It doesn't look like much.
That's what I'm surprised by. I don't know. I don't believe in like ghosts, but I'm scared. Yeah, I'm scared of the dark. No, I'm kidding. I don't like the haunted shows and stuff. I'll pass. I'll pass on the haunted shows. Not a big fan. Not
scaredy
a fan.
I am. Cole's afraid of them ghosts.
I don't like the ghosts. Diesel, I am not afraid, however, to power rank the top 10 NFL teams. And I am going to ask you and the Tolos, tell me where I'm right. Tell me where I'm wrong. I might not be right at all. But my first of the year, I hadn't done this yet, my top 10 power rankings of NFL teams through week 6. That is next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.